This sound is like music to a Ventura County man. In fact, he's turning wood into an instrument which will make music. The violin you're hearing is one of the more than 100 made by Brian Lysis. In a little cottage hidden among the orchards outside of Ojai, the craftsman makes violins, as well as violas and cellos, for musicians around the world.
You do everything by hand, so it's quite a long process. You start with the raw materials, and that's the exciting part, choosing what piece of wood you're going to use. Pick up a piece, and I decide if I want a bright-sounding violin or a warm-sounding instrument. And then I'll hold it next to my ear and I'll knock it and I'll listen to the sound. Then I'll carve a little piece of wood from it to get a sense of how hard it is or soft. But on average, a violin's going to take about 2 months. Cello is about four to five months.
Lysis is from South Africa. In the 1970s, he went to England to learn the craft and has been doing it ever since.
It's intriguing. You keep growing at this and you keep learning. And of course, it's to do with music, art, wood. So for me, it's like it's wonderful. It's like I'm retired and after being in it for 40 years and it's my passion. You're doing something that's quite abstract. You're using your senses and your soul.
Lysis talks about the instrument-making process. He says what's key is choosing the wood that he'll use.
I personally went to the forest in northern Italy, which is like a pilgrimage. It's a great experience for a violin maker. And I went through the wood pile and I chose this piece. And when you choose it, you listen, you hold it between your fingers and you knock. And it's got a beautiful resonance. Some people use gauges to measure the density, but I prefer to just use your intuition. We'll actually carve a little piece out of it. And then you listen to the sound as you gouge it, you get it's got a crispness to it.
Most of his violins are commissioned projects, so he works with the eventual owner on what they want and the instrument's sound.
If you're playing some modern Bartok, then you want it with a bit of edge to the sound, but if you're playing a romantic Beethoven sonata, then you want it to be a little bit warm.
And Lysis says even when the instrument appears done, the project isn't complete.
I spend a lot of time adjusting my instruments. So I play a violin, I might hold it like a cello, and that's the most enjoyable part. Finishing an instrument, it's like meeting someone for the first time and getting to know their essence. You know, you see their form and then you've got to really discover what their sound is inside. So I might cut a few bridges, try different sound post positions, try different strings.
Lysis moved to the area 5 years ago, initially to Santa Barbara before finding a cottage which is his home and workshop outside of Ojai. He shares his passion with people interested in what's an art form in itself, offering classes which allow people to make their own violins. Retired surveyor and engineer Robert Villa, who's from Ventura, made a violin under the craftsman's supervision, something which turned into an $8,000 project.
509 hours and 34 minutes. But who's counting? I counted every minute.
Is it worth it?
Absolutely. I'm building another one.
Lysis has expanded his horizons in yet another way, creating a semi-autobiographical audiobook about a violin maker, which is now online on his website.
From the moment of my first breath, music, art, and wood had been a measure of my every step. An effortless journey from one exquisite experience to the next.
Lysis plays the violin and cello himself, but admits he prefers making the instruments than performing with them. His violins are now in use by musicians and orchestras and smaller groups around the world. Lysis says he loves what he does in helping others create music they enjoy.
The bottom line, if I won the lottery, nothing would change. I would continue to do exactly what I'm doing. I love working with the materials and making instruments.
Near Ojai, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.